CO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth has just declared an end to what he calls politically correct military leadership at an unusual meeting of hundreds of generals and admirals from around the world at Marine Base Quantico in Virginia.
For too long, we've promoted too many uniformed leaders for the wrong reasons, based on their race, based on gender quotas, based on historic so-called firsts.
Hegseth says basic training will once again be, quote, scary, tough, disciplined.
We are clearing out the debris, removing the distractions, clearing the way for leaders to be leaders. You might say we're ending the war on warriors.
If military leaders don't like his new approach, the Secretary of War says they should do the honorable thing and resign. President Trump has just taken the stage to address the group. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Fewer international and graduate students are attending UW-Madison this year. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The university released data that shows there are 7% fewer international students this year. That's about 500 fewer total. President Donald Trump has made curbing immigration a big part of his plan for the nation. And earlier this year, the State Department revoked the visas of a couple dozen students in the UW system. Now, this drop in international enrollment is expected to be a trend nationwide. The Association of International Educators put out a report saying the U.S. may see as much as a 15% drop in international students. The data shows there was an even bigger drop among graduate and professional students. UW-Madison has 9% fewer of them this year. That may be linked to the Trump administration's deep cuts to research funding, slashing about $65 million from UW-Madison's budget.
September 28th through October 4th is Hereditary Breast and Ovarian Cancer Week. Melissa Kay reports.
This week is specifically focused on hereditary cancers that affect women.
About 10% of breast cancers are thought to be hereditary or related to a genetic mutation.
That's Jessica Gaffney. She's a PA and breast health specialist with Aspirus Health. The most well-known genetic mutations are BRCA1 and BRCA2. These can significantly increase risk, but there are others.
There's about 15, maybe 20 genetic mutations that can put an individual at a higher risk of breast cancer specifically.
Past medical history and family history also matter. Gaffney says self-breast exams, as well as discussion with family members and professionals, are tools individuals have for prevention and early detection.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo not there. He's in quarantine in Greece after testing positive for COVID. On a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team and just like, you know, as a leader, I don't feel good. I don't feel good about this, but at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and once again mild, our high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, retired Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Chris Foran discusses great stories he's covered and talks movies. And Sean Hannish discusses the theatrical release of No Packers, No Life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. State Senator Kelda Royce is going to be joining us in hour number two. Mm-hmm. She has thrown her hat into the ring to run for Wisconsin governor. She made the announcement on our friend and colleague Todd Alba's show about a month ago.
Yes.
Senator Kelda Royce joining us after the 10 o'clock news for audio sorbet today. Also in hour number two, Bad Bunny was announced as the new NFL Super Bowl halftime entertainment. It's causing some rippling.
Stir.
There's a stir. We're going to talk about that a little bit in audio sorbet. And then we want to hear about what was your favorite Super Bowl show, if that is your thing.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Super Bowl show? Start thinking about it now. That's coming up with audio sorbet after 10:30. We will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the There's No Law for This edition. Going to be a lot of those coming, I think. So stay tuned for that. Also, it is underway, our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. You know, groceries are really expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would be really handy?
What's that?
I don't know, extra $200 in cash.
How do they get that, Jane?
It is so easy. All you need is the Civic Media app.
Ooh.
You go to wherever you get your apps, go to your app store.
I get them from Pick and Save.
Okay. Download the Civic Media app and then pick your favorite station. It could be WAUK, that's our broadcast frequency. It could be WLCX or wherever. Pick your favorite station and then here we go. Text in this word. This is the word. Calvin, do we have our little drum roll, please? The word to text in via the Civic Media app is warm. W-A-R-M. Warm is the word. You have until 10 o'clock to text in the word warm. W-A-R-M.
Warm.
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 Warm, not worm. Warm.
That's true, I guess, yeah.
W-A-R-M, spelling counts. You're in the running for that $200 in cash and gold jewelry. That's our daily prize. Mm-hmm. Grand prize, of course, that incredible package. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota, November 23rd at noon, and a gas card.
That's...
to get you there and back. It's worth $1,550.
Nice.
Nice chunk of change there. And that $200 in cash, I think... for at least one trip to the grocery store, that would probably come in pretty handy.
A down payment.
Down payment on your grocery bill. Text in the word warm, W-A-R-M. You have until 10 o'clock. Then your next chance is going to be with Tom Hartman in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours. Join Todd in the 3 o'clock hour. Maggie Dawn at 5 p.m. Pete Schwabba wrapping it up with Nightlight in the 7 o'clock hour. But right now the word is warm, W-A-R-M. That's the word,
I
Greg.
I know, but you are, I feel like you're purposely saying that. Because I say warm.
Warm.
Yeah, but you're saying warm.
Fine. It's spelled the same.
I know.
It's W-A-R-M.
Jane, I'm simply finding something you're doing very funny.
That's fine.
And it makes my heart warm.
I'm glad it makes you warm. Warm is the word. W-A-R-N. Just text it in, okay?
Yeah, please and thank you.
Thank you. All right. It is highly likely that the government is going to shut down tonight.
No, but seriously, we just went from, like, laughter to that.
Well, this is the reality of the situation. It is.
Yeah, it's the faults. There should be faults laid down.
Plenty of blame.
Plenty of blame.
Let's point fingers.
And, we're good at that.
We are good at pointing fingers. And actually, there is someone who has a very, very strong opinion on whose responsibility it is if there is a government shutdown.
Is it like a senator or a congressman?
Someone you'll recognize.
Really?
The current president of the United States had some opinions about government shutdowns in 2013, and who is to blame for that? Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
Who's going to bear the brunt of the responsibility if indeed there is a shutdown of our government?
Well, if you say who gets fired, it always has to be the top. I mean, problems start from the top, and they have to get solved from the top, and the president's the leader. And he's got to get everybody in a room, and he's got to lead. You know, the interesting thing is in 25 years and 50 years and 100 years from now, when the government is, you know, they talk about the government shutdown, they're going to be talking about the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Who was the president at that time? Mm-hmm. They're not going to be talking who the head of the House was, the head of the Senate, who's running things in Washington. So I really think the pressure is on the president.
Donald Trump in 2013. Talking about whose fault it is if there is a government shutdown, which is likely going to happen tonight.
Yeah. And I know it's not, he said 25, 50 years from now, but that was 12 years ago when the government shut down. Barack Obama was president. And granted, there's ample place to point your finger at him. That's fine. But who was in control of the purse strings in 2013? I think it was Republicans.
I believe it was.
Who is in control of every branch of the government, including the Supreme Court right now?
Yeah, so the White House, the Senate, and the House, all under Republican control.
So I feel like if we're going to apply 2013 logic, and I'm using that word logic real loosely here when it comes to Donald Trump, if we apply that logic to what's happening today, I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, are we going to fire the president? Are we going to fire them all? I mean, should we start at the top? It seems like, I mean, now is there's never been a better time to invoke the words of former president Truman, which was the buck stops here.
Right.
So I don't know.
We're just pointing out what he said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless he's changed his, maybe he's changed his mind.
I mean, who knows? It's a long time ago. That's a Fox and Friends thing. So that was the morning by afternoon. He could be like, who is the president of the United States?
That's a good point. So what is going to happen? What is this going to mean for you here in Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
If the federal government shuts down at midnight, the first thing is probably going to be if you're going to be traveling.
Yeah.
And especially air traffic controllers, aircraft inspection, FAA reviews, things like that. Air traffic controllers and about 50,000 TSA workers are among the government workers who will have to keep working but won't get paid. But in the past, that has led to some what they call sick outs.
Yeah.
Where at some point they kind of get tired of working for nothing, even though they are supposed to get paid retroactively.
Yeah, which we'll see. This administration loves paying for services rendered.
Well, now the administration is essentially saying that if people get laid off, they're just going to fire them.
Well,
and then blame it on the Democrats.
Well, and then in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 weeks, 5 days, a minute and a half after they do that, they're going to tell them to come back because they need them. This has been happening since January. Since Doge came into the building.
Mm.
Fire them, quote, save money, and then like, oh no, I forgot, rockets need to land. Darn it, we need to bring them back. Weather needs to be forecasted. Nuclear codes need to be protected. We should get those individuals back. There are stories after story of of the government having to hire people back.
That they fired.
And by the way, when you fire someone, that's a cost. When you rehire them, it's a cost. When you hire a new person, that's a cost. That all costs us money. Doge saved us nothing. These are terrible, non-long-term planning measures that they are inflicting upon us. And by the way, Jane, I don't know about you, but I don't think the air traffic control problems that have been happening over the past 6-7 months are going to get any better if we fire more people.
This is from Reuters, by the way. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said Friday he's worried a shutdown will jeopardize air traffic training. No, really?
What?
Hundreds of air traffic control trainees at the academy in Oklahoma City could be furloughed, causing significant delays in the training pipeline and worsen ongoing air traffic controller staffing crisis because we do not have enough air traffic controllers. Mm-hmm. So they shut this down. All of their training stops.
Yeah. And that's just one aspect, by the way.
The FAA right now, right, and we're only talking about the FAA. Yeah. Right now, the FAA is about 3,800 air traffic controllers short. Almost 4,000. But that's okay. That's okay. And don't believe the Republicans when their whole thing now is that Democrats want to restore the subsidies to the ACA, which is Obamacare, yeah, so they can cover illegal immigrants' medical costs.
No.
That's not a thing.
No.
That's really not a thing.
No, because what's going to happen is that if you are on traditional insurance that you like that is non-ACA acquired, your premiums are going to go up, period.
Yes.
All of our premiums are going up. If you're on the ACA, they're going to go up even more. And people on the ACA got a tax credit every year to help afford those payments. That tax credit is either going to be lowered or gotten rid of.
Yes.
So they need help. And Senator Baldwin, Representative Pocan, and many others are trying to make those tax credits permanent. You know, like the tax cuts that we give the billionaires. Let's make a simple tax cut for regular folks, permanent, accessible, and do a good job.
Well, and I've seen reports that say premiums could go up 90%.
I mean,
90%.
I haven't seen those per se. I've seen 20 to 25%. But the fact is, if you're on the ACA, your premiums are going up a lot. So, yeah, what, again, from a politician standpoint, Jane, I don't understand this. If you just make those tax credits permanent, they cost barely anything to this country. And then you get to say, hey, we helped you. And then you can do then burn your 15th boat with your 14th boat. I don't care. But like these little things that you can do by not doing them and then also lying about them, yeah, and saying it's illegal aliens who are taking our health care.
Yeah, that's not
it's just bunk. I almost swore. I almost said the C word.
Calvin, watch that dump button.
Yeah.
Just in case we want to
remain. How I was raised. I think the C word's a swear word.
Remain FCC friendly here. You can always join the conversation, 855-752-4842, especially if you were on the ACA.
Yes, please. We want to hear from you.
I would love to hear from you because my husband and I were on it for a brief period of time when I was in between jobs. Mm-hmm. It was not inexpensive.
No.
I mean, even with a subsidy, it was not, you know, we didn't pay $50 a month.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, the lies they've been spreading. I'm thinking of a conversation that Speaker Robin Voss had with Lou Anne Bird last year, lying to her face, saying that people are on Medicaid and Medicare and all this stuff. Obamacare is free. It's not free.
It was never free.
It was never free. And spinning that yarn.
We're going to continue this conversation. We're talking about the impending government shutdown. You can always join us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. We will be right back. You don't mean no harm. You just don't know what else to do about it. James. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tack it up, tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Gottbach, Calvi Tini on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget our multi-state text to win contest is underway. The word you want to text in via the Civic Media app only. So get out your phone, open up the app, text in the word WARM. W-A-R-M. WARM is the word, not WARN. W-A-R-N. Charles in Milwaukee. You may want to resend that. Ryan in Madison also sent in WARN. WARN. We're not warning you. We're warming you. You don't like that?
No, it was great. It was great. I really, if ever there was an advertisement for the live stream, it was that moment, folks.
It was a nice warm hug.
Warm. W-A-R-M as in Mary or warm.
Warm. Up for grabs. Everybody could use an extra $200 in cash right now. Our daily prize, $200 in cash, gold jewelry. Everyone who enters is in the running for the grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So text in the word WARN. WARM, W-A-R-M, is the word you have until 10 o'clock. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the impending government shutdown, which unless there is a deal made, and it seems somewhat unlikely at this point, that's not going to happen. So what is this going to mean for people here in Wisconsin? What does this mean for folks in Wisconsin? This is from NPR. If you're planning on international travel and you don't have a passport yet, I'd do it today. U.S. passport agencies will stay open if the government shuts down, but it's going to take a lot longer to get your application processed and employees furloughed. So if you have been thinking about applying for a passport, I would do it today.
Yeah.
Just jump on it, get it done. It can take several months.
Yes.
Normally.
Yeah.
So if there's going to be slowdowns because of a government shutdown, it could take some time. So we want to make sure that you're okay with that.
And it's better to do. I personally believe it's better to get your passport when you don't need it than it is to, in case, because I know, I mean, we all know people who are like, I need a passport in like a month. I'm like, good
yeah,
luck.
It's tough to get it so, in a month. So yeah,
it's better to do it now, even if you don't need it, because then you have it. And
exactly. And it lasts for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the star on your driver's license now,
yeah,
you can't fly domestically.
Well, yeah and no. The TSA is kind of like you and I spent like a good amount of weeks making this to seem like a thing that was going to happen. Like we were going to see.
But that's
stoppage.
What we were told.
Yep. And then the day after when the whole thing took effect, TSA was like, nah, it's not that big of a deal. Just do it next time, would you? Because they can't. They can't stop thousands of people from flying. Well, they could.
Yes, they could.
Do you want that on your shoulders? My goodness. No, thank you.
According to this article, naturally, the biggest impacts are going to be felt by federal workers and active duty military service members who won't get a paycheck during the government shutdown. Again, in years past when this has happened, they have been paid retroactively. But still, if the government shutdown goes down for 2 months and you don't have money coming in, they still have to pay bills.
Well, and I'm sorry, but look at the track record, Jane. I'm sorry, but if these folks go without pay doing their jobs, I do not believe that this administration is going to make it a priority to get those individuals reimbursed. They are going to hem and haw, tell them, well, if you loved your country, you would just give up the time and give up the money. We could use it. We want to be rich again, and it'll come back to you in another way. I do not see these individuals, unless there's a court order or someone finds a zero and a one that says press that, and they will just get automatically reimbursed. I can see this administration trying to snake people out of
trying to sip
a
them out
total
of, their money.
Of millions of dollars in reimbursements.
Even though if you listen to our president, and we're going to talk about this in the next half hour, we've taken in trillions.
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 Trillions. With a T.
In tariffs. It's on the tariff shelf, according to our president.
Is that a... That's a technical term?
He calls it the tariff shelf.
I just have a spice shelf and...
So apparently there are just wads of cash on our tariff shelf that's available. Well, when we went to loan $20 billion to Argentina, we got money for that. We've got money for the really shiny gold decorations in the Oval Office now that world leaders are apparently so impressed with.
Disgusting. It's so gaudy. It's so disgusting. It's so obnoxious.
PJ on the live stream, and you make some good points, PJ. Passports are expensive. They are.
Mm-hmm.
An adult passport costs $165 for a first-time passport, $130 to renew by mail or online. Also a $35 acceptance fee for first-time applicants and a $60 optional fee to expedite it.
Don't get that if you don't need it, please.
And a fee for 1 to 2 day delivery of the passbook if you need it faster.
That's why I say get it when you don't need it, because
you don't want to be rushing for this.
And the fees are just, they pile up. So yes, it is absolutely an expense. There's no doubt about it, but it is important to have it. And it's
a good thing to have.
Yeah, it really
again,
is.
Again, and PJ makes a good point. Not everybody can afford a passport.
No, they can't. But
that's, you know, we're talking $250 almost, you know, that it adds up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks who just don't have that extra cash on hand. We will see what happens. Maybe something will happen today. The president just got done addressing our military members, some of whom flew thousands of miles, to hear from our Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth.
I will never call him that. It's disgusting.
Yep. And we'll be talking more about that probably tomorrow.
It was like a Temu Apple release, if you ask me.
We have news coming up next, and then we will return with... Is he okay?
Truly.
Seriously.
Truly.
Is he all right?
Yeah.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
Shut it off, buddy, now I shut you down.
Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The first round of voting for the 10th annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest closes today, and the 16 finalists of the nearly 150 nominees will be announced on Wednesday. Among the nominees are six products made by members of the Greater Wausau Chamber of Commerce. The top 16 finalists will compete in a bracket-style tournament until a winner is crowned at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's Business Day event on October 23rd. Residents can vote in the contest once per day by email. A Wausau area company is offering opportunities to mine your own rocks and minerals. WSAW reports Wisconsin Moonstone in Stettin invites customers to their dig site to collect their own rocks and minerals, including moonstone, which is named for its reflective blue color. Prices to dig vary by age, ranging from $20 to $40, and tickets can get you anywhere from 10 to 20 pounds of rocks. The company says prices may change year by year, but they expect their operating times to remain the same, with dig times available on Tuesday, Sunday, and every other Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The dig site is closed for the season, but the company plans on opening back up in June of 2026. A proposed bill to limit the release of Mylar balloons was discussed in a state assembly committee last week. The legislation would prohibit the release of 10 or more Mylar balloons, arguing they are harmful to the environment and their composition can cause short circuits if they fly into power lines. If passed into law, the bill would impose a $500 fine for releasing Mylar balloons outdoors, with exceptions for scientific purposes. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There's a new King of the Hill at the theater. A big-time director, an all-star cast, and excellent reviews could not keep one battle after another from the top spot at last week's box office. The Paul Thomas Anderson-directed film that stars Leo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina King, and Benicio del Toro opened at the top with $22 million and $48.5 million worldwide. It also set a record as the highest-grossing open of Paul Thomas Anderson's career. Last week's number one, Demon Slayer: Infinity Castle, dropped to number three this past weekend with a haul of $7.1 million at the gate. Coming in at number two was G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, which brought in $13.7 million. The Conjuring Last Rites came in fourth place with just under $7 million this week, its fifth in theaters. And finishing at number five was another new release, horror flick The Strangers Chapter 2, which finished at just under $6 million. Lots of good variety at the box office and more to come. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 98.9 WXCO.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and once again mild, our high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
On Friday, the Wausau West High School football team looks to extend their win streak to three games in a row, traveling to Marshfield to take on the Tigers. Hear all the action live from the Culverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 p.m. and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, K5 Construction, Rocket Industrial, and the Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's Wausau West football at Marshfield, Friday night live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Alba.
Federal government shutdown looms, healthcare in danger. We'll discuss it with Sean Fettaplace of the Main Street Action Alliance. Also, Alex Bedorsky is in talking about Knowles Nelson Conservancy.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. An hour from now, this is the portion of the show, or next hour will be the portion of the show we call Audio Sorbet, where we lighten things up, get away from the news, take a break. Bad Bunny was announced as the entertainment for the next Super Bowl. That's gotten some reactions. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And then your favorite Super Bowl show. What was your favorite Super Bowl show? That's coming up for Audio Sorbet about an hour from now. So I hope you can join us. You can text in your answer now. If you're not going to be around, that would be fine as well. Speaking of texting, our multi-state text win contest is underway. The word you want to text in via the Civic Media app right now, you only have until 10 o'clock, is WARM. W-A-R-M. M. WARM.
WARM.
Nancy and Christy and a couple folks sent in WARN. W-A-R-N. No, it's WARM. Giving you a nice warm hug. I want a nice warm jacket. I'm warming up. Warm. W-A-R-M is the word. Text that in by 10 o'clock. You are in the running, and I think everybody could use another $200 in cash, say.
I could.
That's our daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And then the grand prize, those two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay in Minnesota, November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back worth $1,550. So text in the word WARM, W-A-R-M, via the Civic Media app. You have until 10 o'clock. We're going to, and we're very serious about this. Is Donald Trump okay?
Yes, truly.
Is he well?
We had real and valid conversations last year about this time. Well, no, by this time, I think she, yeah, Kamala Harris was the candidate, I believe, at this time. Because there was a lot of questions about Joe Biden's mental acuity.
Yes, especially after the debate, which was not good.
Not good.
Not good.
And there were a lot of questions throughout his four-year term. And I was one person who said, I'm pretty sure Joe Biden said he was going to be a one-term president. And then he said he was going to run again. And that gave a lot of people pause. Unfortunately, you know, dot, 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 we're in the mess we're in now because I don't think enough people spoke up. But I feel like it is, if we are going to have the same, if we had those conversations last year.
About Joe Biden.
About Joe Biden, it is perfectly valid to have the same conversations now because we have seen, and we have been seeing it for a long time, but recently it's been getting worse and worse and worse. And two stories popped out at me over the past couple of days. And the first one having to do with an AI scam or an AI commercial that wasn't real that the President of the United States retweeted, and we have.
Well, he retruthed it on his social.
Look,
he retruthed this, and then he pulled it.
Yeah,
and then pulled it.
Well, they also and the clip was also deleted as I think as well. So like it's been deleted, but well, nothing leaves the internet forever. It's there and it's improved. But Calvin, we have a clip. This clip, I just want to give a couple things. So this clip is taken from Late Night with Seth Meyers. It's mostly news reporting. There's a little bit of Seth in there, but it goes in with an explanation. And then about 20 seconds in, you are going to hear the actual commercial that was retruthed by Donald Trump. So that is sort of what we have here.
Some context
yes.
for you.
It features a rendering of the president speaking. You hear a version of his voice, and it's supposed to resemble a Fox News segment featuring his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump. So this idea has been popular in QAnon conspiracy theory circles for years, and it asserts that elites have access to secret healing technology that's been kept from the public.
Breaking now, President Donald J. Trump has announced a historic new healthcare system.
This is the fake.
The launch of America's first MedBed hospitals and a national MedBed card for every citizen.
Every American will soon receive their own MedBed card. With it, you'll have guaranteed access to our new hospitals, led by the top doctors in the nation, equipped with the most advanced technology in the world. These facilities are safe, modern, and designed to restore every citizen to full health and strength.
Wow.
The president thought that was a real thing he did in real life.
Yeah.
He posted that.
It wasn't a joke. He didn't take it as a joke. He posted it, and we know that it wasn't a joke because it was taken down.
Right.
And again, is he okay?
Well, and this MedBed thing.
Yeah, I never heard about this.
Well, because again, we don't crawl through the dark web and we don't belong to QAnon. This is a conspiracy that has been big among the QAnon people who have not gone away.
No.
They're just not as prominent.
They're certainly not getting those Epstein files they wanted.
Well, that's true.
Mm.
If this were President Biden posting something like this, Democrats would have come out and said, sir, you're not well.
Well, and you know what? And you can say, no, he wouldn't. Yes, we can, because last year after the debate, Democrats were calling for him to step down. So we have the proof that people in the party and people of note will stand up and say, no, I think he needs to be done with, you know, we need a better option. And again, you can think I'm being snarky. You can think I'm being silly. You can think I'm being a jerk. I don't care. I'm truly, and I've said it before, worried about his health. Because that was one of two things that happened with regard to reality versus perception. And that, I don't know, is a big deal when you're the president of the United States of America.
It's his cognitive abilities.
Yes.
You really wonder how he is cognitively. Because he said, over the last 10 years, we could go back to talking about the Civil War.
Yeah.
When he was talking about the Civil War and they protected our airports.
Yeah. I think the revolution? Well, it doesn't matter. It was a pre-airport war.
Yeah. But I mean, there's lots of examples.
But also the trillions comment you made today.
Oh, yeah. He said we have trillions of dollars sitting on the tariff shelf. He's talking now about how we're just bringing in trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in tariffs. He actually said that someone came to me the other day and said, we found $31 trillion. And they don't know where it came from.
Well,
if that's the case, then we can help subsidize the ACA if they just found another $31 trillion. And then we don't have to have a government shutdown.
I mean, $31 trillion, I feel like we could all take a vacation day.
That's a lot of money.
And I just, like, I want to know from the MAGA supporters, I want to know, like, hey, it's honestly, well, no, it's not. Because when you are in something like this, which is, and it has been stated by experts, this is more of a cult than it is a party, you cannot denigrate, you cannot speak against your leader. The leader is infallible. He is the next thing to God. But you can't tell me in your brain somewhere you're not feeling, even for a wisp of a moment, saying, yeah, maybe this isn't good.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join us. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thanks for calling in. What do you think?
Good morning, and thank you so much. You're doing such a great job covering all these important issues. And in my personal, and it's biased opinion, I know it's double negative here. Well, anyway, in my opinion, he is worse and worse. And the worst thing about it, I got to say, is the people that are right around him manipulating the heck out of him.
Yes.
This is not just him, and the people that love him should be mad as heck and say he needs to go and get mental health. He needs to go and get physical health. He is not. He's going to go down in history. So where's President of the United States and all those people that are around there saying, yes, master, yes, master, oh, yes, sir, oh, Lord, you know, and putting their hands up to him like he's the Lord. Golly, put his name in a goddamn Bible. Wake up, folks. That's not religious.
Yeah.
And another thing, too, is Putin's attacking and the other groups are attacking. He's attacking the United States of America.
Yeah.
I've never seen it in my life as people stood by. And those people that represent us, they got to go. Biden would have been gone. They did see some things, and they talked to him about it, and they worked with that. Who in the devil's running Trump? Because Trump on his own is going after people. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. All his enemies. But who's standing there and saying, we don't do that in the United States of America? That one just gets me, guys. And he's getting worse, and they're getting worse. So it's not just him alone, because anybody in their right mind would say, you can't do this in the United States of America. We're proud of ourselves. We love each other. We're United States of America. Yep. We don't have a war on our own people. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it. It's interesting, Gene, that you say that we don't make war on each other. This morning, talking to our assembled military leaders that Pete Hegseth called in from all around the world, this morning, President Trump told our military officials, quote, I told Pete we should use some of these dangerous cities like Chicago and Portland and New York. We should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military. National Guard, our military, because we're going into Chicago very soon. We should use some American cities as training grounds for our military.
And something else that Gene brought up, too, that I want to highlight really quick is the fact that, yes, the people around him are manipulating his viewpoints and his and getting him to say things based on the information they are giving him. And that leads us right into the next thing that is giving me and should give us all great pause is the fact that over the weekend, he decided he wanted to send troops into Portland. And I think I know why they created the narrative of Portland, because a lot of people were scratching their heads going, why Portland? Because Portland during the Black Lives Matter rallies in 2020.
It was a big flashpoint.
There were things happening there. And they've used Portland ever since then as a guidepost of here is where the denigration is in America.
Antifa.
It's like it is. And so he wanted to send troops into Portland. And we have a clip, but we can wait on that in a moment. But that is the second point, to ask the question, is Donald Trump okay? And to clarify that I am not trying to be a snarky jerk. I am someone who had a dad, grandparents, parents, friends. Is anybody worried about him? That's what I would like to know. And if you support Donald Trump, you don't even have to tell me you don't like it. Just tell me you're worried about him.
Is he well?
Mm-hmm.
Is he well?
Yeah.
Chuck Schumer. Okay, take this with a grain of salt, but still.
Old Chuck, strongly worded letter Schumer.
Yeah, Mr. Tough. Chuck Schumer said that he and Hakeem Jeffries had to explain the consequences of the government shutdown to the president when they met yesterday. People who get their insurance through Obamacare or ACA are going to be getting notices in the coming days that their premiums are going up unless Congress extends the funds.
And
Schumer says he was not aware that Americans would pay huge increases in their health care bills and not aware the effects will actually start October 1st. Not the end of December. We're going to keep this going. 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide countrywide. You can pick us up in New Zealand on the app, the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road to Mojang Gaming.
Emerald fortunes are waiting at the end of the rainbow. Actually, it's a beautiful green John Deere Gator utility vehicle, and it could be yours this month at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. Every Friday and Saturday this month, four lucky guests each hour will race down the Yellow Brick Road to win the top prize of $150 rewards play. You can also earn 30 points four times each day, totaling $60 in rewards play, and entries into the John Deere Gator giveaway. The Yellow Brick Road leads to Emerald Fortunes.
and the Dark Side of Oz costume contest on Halloween night. Dust off those ruby slippers and dance the night away at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. Your costume could win your share of over $11,000 in cash. Judging for single, double, and group categories starts at 8 Halloween night. And all in costume attire receive $10 in rewards play to spice up the night. The Dark Side of Oz costume contest at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. See the rewards club for details. Must be 21 or over to play.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The 98.9 WXCO Text to Win contest sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. Download the free Civic Media app and text to win on the WXCO page.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just about 8 minutes left for you to enter our multi-state text win. Go for the green and gold contest.
What's the word, Jane?
The word is warm. W-A-R-M. People are sending in the wrong word.
Jane, allow me to be charmed by you. Just allow it to happen, okay. Young lady. Warm.
Warm. W-A-R-M.
Like a warm hug.
Exactly. A nice, warm, hot toddy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You have until 10 o'clock to text in the word on the app only, warm, W-A-R-M. You are in the running for our daily prize all this week. $200 in cash.
Nice.
Which everybody, I think we could all use right now. Gold jewelry. And then the grand prize is fantastic. Two club level indoor being the important word here. Indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back worth $1,550, baby. It's pretty nice.
I mean, The gas card is what always gets my heart.
You love that.
I love that aspect of this company that it is one of the most Midwestern things ever to say, hey, here's the thing. Do you need a little money for gas too?
Well, I can
get some. Yeah, I'll get some. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Warm. W-A-R-M. And then Tom Hartman will have another word for you in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours. Then join Todd Alba at 3 p.m. Maggie Dawn, 5 p.m. Peach Waba wrapping it up tonight at 7 o'clock. And it all starts tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. Mornings with Peck Wright Low at 7 a.m.
And none of those words today will be warm.
No, it's only today.
Just us. Warm.
It's only today. Okay.
Yeah.
Before the break, we were talking about whether or not our commander-in-chief is actually well.
Mm-hmm.
He reposted this Looney Tunes video, AI-generated video, over the weekend about med beds, these miracle beds. That's big among the QAnon community. They believe the wealthy and elite have access to all of these medical treatments that make us just restore you back to what you were. I told Todd yesterday, I was on his show, and I said, yeah, you know, when I was gone on vacation, I tried it. Obviously, they don't work.
Seth Meyers had a great joke about it. He said, yeah, the rich and elite do have access to that. It's called healthcare.
It is called
healthcare. It's just called healthcare, folks. We could all have it if we wanted it. But the other thing he talked about, and this is a little more, this is far more worrying, because this has to do with sending more troops into American cities, this time Portland. And he wanted to send troops into Portland to calm the war, calm the problems. And I included two stories. One of them has the text exchange between the president's staff and her about what's going on and why they shouldn't be doing this.
Who is the her?
The governor of Oregon.
Okay.
The governor of Oregon. And her name is escaping me
That's
now,
all right.
So I apologize. But it shows that this was not necessary. And we have a clip of something, and I got this from The Daily Show. I've mostly gotten rid of a lot of the Jon Stewart part. It's the information. So this is about the conversation that Donald Trump had with the governor of Oregon.
And the war going on in Portland.
Exactly. Calvin?
The governor of Oregon tried to explain to the president that they were not in a state of war.
President Trump, in an interview with NBC on Sunday morning, said a phone call with Governor Kotek showed him a different perspective.
Saying, I spoke to the governor, she was very nice, but I said, well, wait a minute, am I watching things on television that are different from what's happening?
I don't think any of us know what you're watching on television. And B, this explains so much about the governing philosophy of the Trump administration. There is reality, and then there's this.
My people tell me different. They are literally attacking, and there are fires all over the place.
The president of the United States, alone in his bescreened bunker, sees reports of conflict in Portland on TV. His lackeys reinforce the chaos, and rather than take a breath, rather than take a beat, rather than not acting rashly, rather than using the resources available to him as the president of the United States.
Lots of resources.
To find out what the realities on the ground are, he just goes, code red, red team, go.
Yeah.
His reality is based in television.
And it's based on, and it's shaped by the people around him.
Yes. And what they allow, how they help him shape his view of reality.
And those news reporters saying his words, which were, my people are telling me something different. Those are his words. He is being manipulated. He's being manipulated. The president of this United States, he's being manipulated by his staff, by world leaders, by the press, by people who just want something from him. This is a man who does not, who needs a handler who cares about his well-being, as well as, I'll say, the United States of America.
That would
but
be nice.
This is just this weekend.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole lot more.
Yeah.
By the way, Casper texted in, listening in on WAUK in Madison. Antifa is not an organization that exists.
Nope.
You're absolutely right. There is no president of Antifa.
Yeah.
There's no VP of Antifa. Antifa stands for anti-fascist.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what fascist means, you can look it up.
Yeah.
You
Google's
can look
free,
up.
My dude. And if you are upset with Antifa, what does that say about you? If Antifa bothers you so much,
are you pro-fascist?
I guess you must be pro-fascist.
News is coming up next. And then when we return, we're going to be joined by Wisconsin State Senator Kilda Royce and talk about her race for governor of Wisconsin. That is all on the way. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump addresses a rare meeting of hundreds of U.S. admirals and generals at Marine Base Quantico in Virginia this morning.
We're a team, and so my message to you is very simple. I am with you. I support you. And as president, I have your backs 100%.
He says the U.S. faces a war from within, from both crime and immigration, and vows...
Together over the next few years, we're going to make our military stronger, tougher, faster, fiercer, and more powerful than it has ever been before.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth opened the meeting, promising to end what he called decades of decay and woke culture in the military. He also announced gender-neutral or male-level standards for physical fitness.
Simply put, if you do not meet the male-level physical standards for combat positions, cannot pass a PT test, or don't want to shave and look professional, it's time for a new position.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.